Welcome to Don't Trust the Mirror, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder, with psychoanalyst Maureen Kritzer-Lang, the queen of self-esteem. Maureen shares her personal journey of her struggles with an eating disorder and how that changed her life. Listen as Maureen shares her pain, her stories, and her triumphs. Today, as a psychoanalyst, her mission is to help as many women as possible overcome their challenges. Now, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder.
Hi, I'm Maureen Kritzer-Lang, the queen of self-esteem. Welcome to my podcast, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder. Today, I want to talk with you about the illusion of social media, the illusion of perfectionism and social media, and how we get ourselves trapped in this maze without any exit. What does perfectionism mean? How is it achieved? What is perfect? Is there even such a thing as perfect? Because to me, we climb that tower of perfectionism, and yet we get to one level, we think it's perfect, but then still not perfect yet. So we climb to another level. Still not yet, because there's somebody else who has it more perfect. So we're constantly trying to get to the perfect relationship, the perfect weight, the perfect outfit, the perfect job, the perfect house, the perfect friendship. And we're all chasing because there's nothing perfect. And social media gives us this idea that things can be perfect if you don't see it through the real lens. And I'm not saying that social media is all bad, because it isn't, because I think there's a lot of really positive things on social media. I think it can be really helpful. As I scroll through it myself, I see reels and people talk about such important things about mental health, about self-esteem, about grief, about depression, anxiety. I mean, there's a lot of really important messages on social media. The problem is then when we start to compare ourselves to social media, and when it starts defining us, or when we use it as a way to define us, and we use it in a way to make us feel bad about ourselves, to start comparing ourselves. Many people I see feel like when they look at social media, all they see is what they don't have. Oh, well. What they don't get, what they aren't experiencing. They feel bad about how they look. Somebody else has a better outfit. Somebody else has better skin. Somebody else is having a better time on vacation. You know, it's really funny. I remember a patient talking about a vacation and how it was portrayed on social media. Behind the scenes, it was chaotic. It was drama filled, and it was a disaster. But the pictures made it look like such a perfect picture. I call it unveiling the smoke and mirrors of social media. And how do we break free from these unrealistic expectations, really, about it? It's really understanding in some ways how social media is used and getting an education about what it is and how people can put in filters and put in sound bites. And even I can do my own sound bites on like little snippets of information, and you can put it together and it can be a totally different message than even the message that I am trying to portray as I speak to you now. How can you break free from these comparisons? One of the things that I talk with my patients about is when we compare, we're always on the negative end of the spectrum with it, because whatever we compare, somebody is always looking better than us. Sometimes it may be a way of feeling grateful to think, I am so happy with what I have and what my life looks like compared to X, Y, and Z. But it's always that balance. It's not, it's looking outside. It's, I want to think of like, don't trust the mirror, because when we look to our validation on the external and the outside, we fail to see really what is on our inside and focus on what it is we want, how to find our voice about things. My mission is helping women find their voice. It could be helping anybody find their voice, but breaking free of that guilt, that constant critical voice in us. And I think striving for this perfect life, this perfect picture, comparing ourselves on social media continues to reinforce that critical voice and not leave us enough room to really embrace all the things that are wonderful about us, all those things that you feel good about. What is it you feel good about? How do you feel good about the things in your life that bring you joy? How do you take a moment to look at those things that could be really simple, simple everyday kinds of things that make you feel good about you, that make you feel good about your life? For me, it's pink. Yeah, pink lipstick, pink glasses. I don't actually have on my pink earrings today, but it makes me smile. And I can look at social media and feel like, ugh, somebody else is having a much better day than me. Somebody else is getting through their day much better than I am. And sometimes I just put on pink and it makes me feel good. And I know that sounds really simple, but it's not. I like sparkly things. In the background, you can see my sparkly lamp. I have a sparkly cushion or pillow on that chair behind me. I buy pink flowers for myself. I love the Miley Cyrus song. I can buy myself flowers. I can take myself dancing. You can help you feel better, to help you change your channel, to help you shift your mood, to help you change your energy. We can find ourselves scrolling on social media and we get lost. It's like a dark hole. Like a half hour has passed, an hour has passed. And we're like, all I've been doing is scrolling on social media, looking for different sound bites, different things. Again, I am not, demonizing social media. I am not being critical of social media. I just want to help you discern what it is you're looking for on social media and how to use it in a very positive way for yourself. Sometimes, you know, it's funny. I was talking to a patient recently and she was talking about all the reasons why social media made her feel bad. She struggles with an eating disorder, with her weight, and all it did was reinforce that she was too fat. She didn't look good enough. She needed to lose more weight. And she stopped. Sometimes it's about taking a break from social media, taking just a break. And you'll find out how much time you actually have found by not being on social media. In any case, I digress. And I asked her, what would you say to somebody who's using social media in a negative way? What advice would you give them? And she said, look at Pinterest, because Pinterest is about your interests. It's about making a folder for inspirational quotes. It's about a folder for positivity. It's a folder if you want to plan a vacation for yourself, if you want to learn cleaning tips. Actually, my sister uses Pinterest all the time for cleaning tips and for putting together outfits on vacation. Not the perfect outfits, just helping discern like weather and recreation and what kinds of things that you want to do. So how do you craft an online social media presence that is positive? I'm really trying to do that. I'm, you know, playing around with social media. I'm trying to get my message out in social media, and I do it in a positive way to help people feel better about themselves, to feel like they can be more authentic, that they can be who they are and they can have a voice about things, how they can get through really hard times, how they can, you know, in times of transformation and struggles, to feel like you're not alone in the world. So social media can be really helpful with that. There's lots of podcasts that are very, very helpful and entertaining and interesting. So I think that just some final tips that I have about using social media are that you can really, really try to be discerning as to how you want to use social media, to understand the complexities and how it's to just educate yourself on what smoke and mirrors can be used with social media, to really check in about that critical voice and about your ideas about perfectionism and how that is just making you feel bad about yourself, to really take a break from social media when you find yourself going down that really dark hole. Thank you for listening to me. I would love to hear your thoughts about perfectionism, to hear your thoughts about social media and how you use social media and how you have learned to discern what works for you on social media and what doesn't work for you. Please DM me on my social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. I have a YouTube channel. I would love to hear from you. Please go to my website, don'ttrustthemirror.com. Again, thank you for listening to me. And remember, trust yourself. Don't trust the mirror.
Thank you for listening to Don't Trust the Mirror, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder, with psychoanalyst Maureen Kritzer Lang, the queen of self-esteem. We hope you enjoyed it. Please visit don'ttrustthemirror.com, where you'll find all our social networking links and can post your stories, comments, and questions. Until next time, remember, trust yourself. Don't trust the mirror.